The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It's time for some Week 11 early betting trends, and we're going to break down this coming week with the one, the only, John Breach. Breacher Report, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Brinson. This is my favorite day of the week is this 10 minutes we spend together. I look forward to it every Sunday.
I don't mind. Well, I like talking to you about the odds that are coming up for the coming week, but it's like the first time you hear the 60 minutes clock where it's like you know that the weekend is ending and there's a recap pod that has to be done afterwards. But let's dive in and talk about these lines. We start. Nope, we're not trying to do notes. We're trying to do Slack, which is where I'm all over the place. I'm having a day today. Your best bets. Give me your first one.
All right, Brinson. It is the Titans. They're a 1-point underdog against the Packers on Thursday night in Green Bay. You know what? Here's the thing. If I'm playing on a Thursday, the last team I want to play is the Titans, because you only get those 3 days of rest, and they're going to come in and just punch you in the mouth. They have Derrick Henry. Their defense is good. Mike Vrabel is one of the smartest defensive coaches. And let's not forget, here's the thing with the Packers, is that they're coming off this very emotional win over Mike McCarthy in Green Bay in overtime. And then in week 12, they have the Eagles. And I'm not saying this is a trap game because it's against a first-place team from the AFC South, but if you're going to just kind of have a little letdown and what somewhere in this three-game streak, it's probably going to be against the Titans. And you know what? Mike Vrabel is 14-5 all-time against NFC teams, and he's won 5 of his past 6 against NFC teams. So he's good against NFC teams.
Packers really should have lost that game to the Cowboys on Sunday. A really bad L for Mike McCarthy in very Mike McCarthy fashion in the place where Mike McCarthy got fired for being Mike McCarthy. Cowboys should have rolled. I mean, like, they're up 14 points. I don't know if it's like a season saver for the Packers. I tend to agree with you on taking the Titans, especially on the short week with a team that, you know, doesn't really stop the run very well. And Derrick Henry runs the ball very well. I will point out that you took this at Titans +1. Do you know what the line is right now?
Oh my God. Did it already move?
Titans, Packers -2.5.
Ooh.
This is what I was actually going to throw out there. Is like maybe a mover because, and I don't know if it's like moving because of the, I think it moved because the Packers win over the Cowboys. Like, it got set at 1 when they were losing. It's like, all right, you know, this is a team that maybe, you know, like, you lose to the Cowboys and your season's basically over. You lose to the Cowboys and the Titans and your season is over. Now it's like, oh, interesting. Aaron Rodgers has a little juice to this coming game on a short week. But I tend to agree with you. You know, you have the Mike Vrabel, Matt LaFleur revenge game angle, kind of, or spike game angle.
That's true.
And I think we see a lot of Derrick Henry in this game. Now, that doesn't guarantee a victory. We saw it against the Chiefs. But if he can run well, you would think they can get that lead and force the Packers to become one-dimensional. Yeah,
and just real quick on the point spreads, I pulled mine at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're recording this about 9:45 Eastern time. So that is the window of which we have seen it just shoot towards Green Bay.
Yeah. So basically in an hour, it's moved a point. And that was central. Like, you put your best bets in Slack about 8:28. It's 9:48. So, like, you know, we're talking, what, 80 minutes, and it's moved 1.5. I think if you like Green Bay, based on the point movement,
you want to go ahead and get in because there's a chance you could go past three. The Titans are pretty banged up and not necessarily a great team, but I agree, you know, over total 41. We could see that come down a little bit, I suppose, if there's some nasty kind of weather on Thursday. Oh, my God. Do you know what the high is in Green Bay on the on
31.
Thursday? 29.
Oh, my God. That's a Derrick Henry game. You just give it. Who wants to tackle Derrick Henry in below freezing weather? No one.
No. What's up next for you?
Up next, we got the Commanders, 2.5-point favorites over the Houston Texans. Look, if you were going to give me a chance to bet against Houston and the team I'm betting on only needs to win by 3 points, I'm going to take it all day. The Texans have lost 7 games this year. All 7 losses have come by at least 3 points. As a matter of fact, the Texans' losses have come by an average of 9.9 points per game. So they usually get smoked. They lost to the Giants by 8. So it's just that I don't really like Houston's offense. I'm not sure they're going to be able to score too much against Washington's defense. And so this really comes down to how you feel about Taylor Heinicke. And I know we haven't seen the Commanders play it because they play Monday night against the Eagles. But even if the final score is something low, 17-14, 20-17, that still gets you the cover. So as long as this stays under 3, I like the Commanders in this spot.
Yeah, and this is one too where, you know, when we record this podcast, it's halftime of Sunday Night Football. You know, we haven't seen the second half of that game, obviously, and we haven't seen Monday Night Football. And there's a, you know, if the Commanders go out and beat the Eagles, this line is going to get to 4 or 4.5 because they will have shown, even with a short week situation, that they can hang with a team like Philly, granted, in division, which, and Philly's just, you know, I mean, we saw it, you know, against Houston. Houston hung with Philly, but a substantially better football team. Conversely, if Washington gets smoked by Philly on Monday night and loses by 34 points, there's a chance that this could drift maybe down a little bit. I don't think too much, though. The Texans are, look, they try hard. They're not a good football team. They got a lot of veterans. You could see a situation where they maybe start to check out a little bit, and the offense just isn't that great. So I agree with you. Plus, the total here is 40.5. Like, you know, it's, I mean, you can only have so much of a spread when you've got a 40.5 point. When you have a 40.5 game total.
Right.
Sorry. So, a note about something happening in a game. Next up for you, the Saints.
+3. Jets-Patriots.
Jets-Patriots. Oh, right. Sorry, we're going to add this one from the rundown. I think this is a no-brainer. This is one that I think will move. It's Pats -4. I mean, look, I get it. Like Pete and RJ on the Best Bet show like to make fun of me. They're like, you think it's a spite game for Bill Belichick? Like, shouldn't the Jets be getting revenge? It's like, I don't know what to tell you people. If you don't think Bill Belichick hates the Jets and wants to destroy the Jets constantly, then I'm just not sure what world you're living in. So I think this could get up. I don't know how much. It's not going to get to like 7, but I agree with you. If you can get a Bill Belichick at home against the Jets, a team he hasn't lost to since 2015, I will lay the 4 points for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is the Patriots are always so dominant against the Jets. We saw these teams play a couple weeks ago. New England won 22-17 in New York. And it's just hard to see Zach Wilson having any success against the Patriots defense, especially with New England coming off a bye. So, yeah, 4 points. I think the Patriots can cover that.
Yeah, this is one, by the way, that I listed as possible movers that I think it could get bigger. Again, like I don't think it'll get to 7 or anything insane, but I think it will get into the 5, maybe 6 range. You know, we saw, I mean, you see it like, you know, when you get closer to the game, too. Like we saw it with the Chargers and the 49ers. Like that game shot up to 8.5. Right. I mean, it's not that uncommon, even in the NFL. The Rams, you took off. They're +3 at the Saints. I just want to mention it because that's a game that I think could also move. Sean McVay said, I don't think I had that on my list, but Sean McVay said that Cooper Kupp's injury does not look good. Matthew Stafford didn't play on Sunday. The Rams lost to the Cardinals for just the second time since Cliff Kingsbury took over. It's possible the Rams kind of pack it in. It's not impossible to suggest that. So I think if you like the Saints, maybe you want to jump on that now.
Absolutely. I mean, everything the Rams are dealing with, their offense couldn't do anything with Matthew Stafford. It's been bad all season. You take Matthew Stafford out of the equation, it gets worse. You take Cooper Kupp out, I'm not sure they're going to total 10 offensive yards against the Saints. And the Saints haven't been great, obviously, this year, but they're not horrible. They're not.
Marshall Lattimore smothering Allen Robinson. It's like John Walford and Ben Skowronek, like that's not going to work against the Saints defense.
Yes, that is correct. So yeah, and if the Saints stay as underdogs, who knows what will happen here that line could move a lot during the week.
Yes, agreed. The Saints are favored.
Okay.
By three now, yeah. That assumes Stafford and Kupp are not playing, but we'll see. You also have, as one of your early best bets, a Chicago Bears team that has been maligned. People don't like the Bears. And yet, Justin Fields single-handedly carrying fantasy teams all over the place with his 70-plus yard touchdown runs, which is basically like a 20-point score in leagues that give reward bonuses, you know, with all the crazy bonuses you get. And you got the Bears plus 3.5. This line is already down to 3 at Atlanta. I mean, I don't know if Justin Fields could – I think you could maybe make a case for a spike game here since the Falcons passed on all those quarterbacks and took Kyle Pitts instead.
The only thing I'll say is that I benched Tom Brady in my fantasy league so that I could start Justin Fields instead, and boom, that decision paid off. 40 boom, points.
Shaka-laka, Breach.
Thank you. The Bears being underdogs is interesting. You know, Brinson, do you remember when the Falcons were 6-0 against the spread to start the season?
Yes, I do.
Because it doesn't seem believable that ever happened. Have you watched them past four weeks?
They haven't covered it in several weeks, I don't believe.
Yeah, they've gone four straight games without covering. Their offense has been absolutely horrid in three of those four games. And this just has not been a great team over the past month. And then the Bears have been the opposite. They were a horrible team to start the season. They have looked really good over the past few weeks. The offense just kind of flipped the switch. Now it's working. They know what they're doing with Justin Fields. They're calling run plays for him. They're taking advantage of his talents. And yes, they are only 1-3 over the past 4 weeks during this quote unquote run of success. But it is just hard to see the Bears not being able to keep up with Atlanta with the way their offense is playing. They've scored at least 29 points four straight games. The Falcons defense is not good enough to slow them down. So I think the Bears can either win here outright, but surely they can cover the 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Like, basically, Luke Getsy has completely changed what they did on offense, which previously, before this sort of streak where the Bears offense looked good, was they tried to run a offense designed for not Justin Fields. And now they are running an offense designed for Justin Fields. What a novel concept. And it's resulting in him putting up big numbers and playing really good football and putting up like huge stats. So I agree that the Falcons have been very, very impressive in terms of their overachievement, but they are sort of coming back down to earth a little bit. I think the Bears are a good look there. I would be shocked if this closed at 3 because it screams one score weirdness and like somebody kicks a field goal to win at the last second, which if you're getting the 3, give me the points in the situation is what I'm saying. All right, let's take a break. And we come back, we'll look at a couple more lines that we think could move as the week goes on next.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mentioned the Patriots and the Saints before the break as possible line movers. They already nudged a bit. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Denver Broncos, actually, I know that the Denver Broncos, who were -2.5 when we started deciding whether or not, like, which bets we would take, I know this line could move because it's already up to 3. Denver -3 against the Raiders. I think this is going to be a weird week for the Raiders. You have Josh McDaniels losing to Jeff Saturday in a disastrous performance by Las Vegas. You know, do I think Denver's great? No, but Las Vegas is really bad. Maybe this is a rally the troops game. I'm not saying I'm taking the Broncos. I'm just saying I think if you like the Broncos, you want to get it now, Breach, because this line is more likely to get bigger than smaller.
Yeah, I have no idea what is going to happen here because you really have two desperate teams. The Raiders, Josh McDaniels, if he could preach one thing all week, it's that, guys, as bad as we've been, we did beat the Broncos. One of our two wins came against Denver. The Raiders scored 32 points against the Broncos. But, I mean, this is just both teams are absolutely desperate. They both really, really need a win. I have no idea which way this one will go. So I'm just going to roll with you here.
I just think it gets bigger because, like, Mark Davis went in the locker room after the game. I mean, you're going to have a desperate Raiders team, but they lost with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow, both on IR. You know, it's just not a very good football team. And
one of their linebackers retired halfway through the season.
Right. And the Broncos are coming off the bye also, right? Oh, no, they played the Titans. Sorry, excuse me. I was looking at Pro Football Reference. It's been a long day. The next line that we'll talk about is the Vikings +2 against the Cowboys on Monday night. Now, I suggested this thinking, all right, like, that's kind of ridiculous. Have the Minnesota Vikings who are 8-9-1, 8-1, whatever. They got one loss.
Yeah. 8-1, I think.
They're on cruise control. They keep winning these games. I mean, they're stealing games. They're close games. We don't know exactly what to think, but they beat the Bills on the road, and now they're going home on Monday night to play the Cowboys. And I was like, this line has to get smaller. Then I remembered it's Kirk Cousins in primetime, which means it does not have to get smaller.
Oh, my God. I never thought I would agree with you more than I can right now. I never will, because it is. It's Kirk Cousins in primetime. It's just amazing. We talk about this all every week, how Andy Dalton just would always be so bad in prime time, and how is it possible? Then Kirk Cousins comes out and ones up Andy Dalton. He's the new Andy Dalton, can't win in prime time. And it's just like he forgets how to play football.
He's never won a Monday Night Football or something like that. What is it?
All his wins have come against the Bears. I think he's like,
yeah. It's like so weird.
He's beaten the Bears, but he's not beaten any other team on Monday Night Football. So this game scares me.
I marked it as a line. I was like, that's a dumb line. That's going to move. Then I was like, wait a minute. And it's sort of like yours with the Rams, where you're like, actually, I want to take the Rams off, and I want to add, it's a fluid situation when it's this early in the week.
Right, so this game's not in prime time. It's 4:25 on CBS.
Why did I think it was prime time?
Write your notes down.
Wait, it's the last game on the what's Monday Night Football?
San Francisco.
Well, that's on Caesars, man. That's not on that means Sunday Night
These
Football.
These were all Brinson's notes and Brinson's picks. I had nothing to do with this.
You know what happened? So the Cowboys and Vikings is the final game on the list. So I just assume on the page, right? On the schedule. So I assume on the Caesars schedule. So I assumed it was Monday Night Football. But the Chargers reflect into Sunday Night Football, and the Niners are Monday Night Football, which I hadn't realized. Ooh, so this is not primetime. Yeah, all right. Give me sliding to Cousins, baby. Let's go. 4:25 on Fox. CBS? Fox? NBC?
CBS, Brinson.
New stadium?
CBS.
I'm kidding. I like the Vikings. I think that does actually end up moving.
But I would watch anyway because my television is on CBS at all times.
Right, mine too. Yeah. I think people, whenever they tell me they watch Survivor, like, thank you for helping me stay employed. Finally, a game I don't know what channel it's on, but I know it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Ravens are hosting the Panthers. The line is 12 and a half. I think that the Ravens are good to 33 and a half. And I think that this line will get above 14 by the time it closes because it's in Baltimore. Carolina is not very good at football. The Ravens are coming off the bye, and you saw in the against the Bengals, you can run the football against Carolina. The Falcons decided not to on Thursday night, and the Ravens run the football really well. I think we see an explosive run game from Lamar Jackson and company. They should be getting a lot healthier. I think this line closes above 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, this is the big point spreads have just been scary this season. We've seen since week 7, I believe, 8 point spreads that have been multiple scores, so 9 points or more. An underdog's gone 6-2. So I do wonder how big they will make this. But like you said, the Panthers have been so bad, especially when they play good teams. We saw the Bengals expose them. The Ravens could very well expose them because they could just run it 40 times for 400 yards. I wouldn't be surprised at all if this inches up a little bit.
I agree. All right. That'll do it for us. We'll be back after Sunday Night Football to recap all of Week 10's action on Sunday. Grumpy Ryan Wilson will join us. For Breach, I'm Brinson. We will see you guys later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.